Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, we need to have a very important discussion today. I believe that as a man, we have a very similar experience. However, I believe there's one thing that distinguishes a boy from being a man. And even those of us who are men and we're established, or we at least think we have it all together, a lot of us have this inclination to shy away from pain, to shy away from things that are difficult, to shy away from fear. In the face of fear, we say, you know what? I'm going to take the safe route. I'm going to take the secure route. I'm going to do what I think will ensure my survival, and I'm going to go this way. My friends, I'm here to tell you today, pain equals progress. You know, there's this old saying that Charles Darwin, popularized, and it was the survival of the fittest. And a lot of people read that forward and they say, oh, well, if I survive long enough, then that must mean that I'm the fittest, right? Because I'm alive, I'm not in the ground, I'm not taking a dirt nap, so therefore that means I'm the fittest and I'm doing everything right and whatnot. And the answer to that is just no, it doesn't mean that at all. In fact, that statement's supposed to be read backwards. Instead of saying, if I survive, be the fittest, you need to become the fittest to survive. In other words, we need to stop buying into this lie that, oh, I should play life safe. Oh, I should take the secure route. I should not take too much risk, because if I take too much risk, I will lose. And everybody knows that people who lose become losers. And then we go down this path of rationalization, justification, self-sympathy. And then before we know it, we're average. We have an average job, average existence, average build, average bill income. And we wonder how we got here. What? Why am I not like these rich, famous guys I see on Instagram? Why do I have these amazing bodies I see on the Mr. Olympia? Why am I this average guy? How did I get here? Well, you answered your own question. Did you sacrifice? If you are not experiencing pain, I'm not saying become a masochist and go looking for pain. I mean, that's a very Nietzschean thing to do. If you want to do that, honestly, you're not wrong for doing that. I'm not going to say you're wrong for doing that. You see, it was Friedrich Nietzsche who said that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I know people have heard that quote from all kinds of different places, but it was Friedrich Nietzsche who popularized that quote. But yet so many of us, we think that, oh, pain is bad because it feels uncomfortable, because it feels unpleasant, because it feels bad that I should avoid it. No, my friends, you should run towards it. Do not fear pain. My friends, I want to ask you a question. When was the last time you put yourself in a really stressful, hard situation? How many of you have actually gotten, and this might seem off topic, I guarantee you it isn't, how many of you have actually gone and gotten like a really deep tissue massage before? Oh yeah, it can be really painful, especially if you've never done it before. But guess what? It's giving in to that pain, accepting that pain that makes you a stronger man, that makes you a stronger individual, that gives you the resilience that you require to go out there and conquer. You think that men like Napoleon, Genghis Khan, Alexander the Great, men like Muhammad, men like this who conquered huge swaths of land, I'm not saying they were good men by a moral standpoint, I'm not talking about morality, I'm talking about men who made the history books. How many of these men do you think shied away from pain? They said, oh, no, 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 that's uncomfortable. I don't like that. Oh, no, I'm liable to feel pain. No, I don't want to do that. Oh, I fear the outcome. I'm not going to go there. No. I guarantee you, they laughed at the fact that, oh, it's hard? Oh, great. I'm going for it. They didn't say, oh, man, that sounds really unpleasant. I'm going to take the easy route. Yeah, you know, I think I'm going to just take the safe path. I'm gonna do what, you know, everybody else has done and whatnot. No. No. In fact, you know what? Napoleon Bonaparte is one of my favorite historical figures. He has a lot of really entertaining quotes, actually. You want to look him up. He was a very based guy. But his baseness aside, he said he found the crown of France in the gutter. He picked it up and he put it on his head. My friends, you need to realize that there is a lot of opportunity out here. Everybody can achieve in this life. But so many of us, we have been programmed through education, entertainment, and even our own desire to survive, to just subsist off of the leftovers and the scraps. We have been programmed to subsist off of the scraps given to us by the sovereigns, given to us by the people at the top. Let me tell you something. Let's say even if you make a good salary, you make $100,000 a year working at a corporation. How much do you think your boss makes? How much do you think his boss makes? How much do you think the president of the company makes? How much do you think the board members make? A lot more than you. Why? Because they risked something. They're working harder than you. I find it so amusing. I know guys in my life, I cut them off, but I used to know them. They would be guys like, oh, Austin, I'm working so hard, man. I'm working my ass off, but I'm not getting anywhere. What am I doing wrong? Meanwhile, they're flipping burgers at McDonald's. They ain't doing shit besides getting high, getting drunk, doing dumb things. And they wonder why they're not getting ahead. And I looked at myself and I was like, that's a real question? That's a real question. Let me ask you something. How much work do you think that people who are really trying to forge their own path make? We ain't got a security cushion. We don't have someone out here that's gonna be like, oh, you're down on your luck? Oh, you're having a rough time. You're not getting the views you want. Oh, you're not getting the engagement you want. No people are buying your book. Oh, don't worry about it. We got you covered. No, nobody does that. Mm-mm. Nobody does that for me. Nobody does that for anybody out here who's actually come out here to achieve in this space or any other space on the internet. We don't have Uncle Sam to bail us out. That's what the bums have. The bums only have that because then the people want them to vote for them. That's the only reason why they did it. If we didn't live in a democracy, we wouldn't have this. You ever wonder why in non-democracy structures they don't have welfare? You know why that is? Because they don't have to pretend to care about you. But you see, you're so wanting to avoid pain that your entire existence is painful. It's a slow, petite mort, a small death over a long period of time. Instead of saying, I'm gonna hike up this mountain, I'm gonna, in 50 cent words, get rich or die trying. How many of us out here are actually willing to do that? Not just say it, not just tweet it on Twitter or put it on your story while flexing in the gym. No, I'm talking about actually going out there, working your ass off every day, including the weekends, and say, I'm gonna achieve, or I'm gonna drop of a heart attack. I'm gonna drop because I worked so damn hard. How many of us can actually do that out here? Not a lot. That's why most people are drones. Most people are government cheese recipients, or they work for the man, they're a cog in a wheel. But there's no shame in that, necessarily. We need those people. Yeah, we need bureaucrats. We need people working a desk job. We need people flipping burgers. We need people dropping fries. There's no shame in that, necessarily. Yeah, when I go through the drive-thru, yeah. I want Jared from Subway to make my sandwich. I want Chuck from Chick-fil-A dropping my fries. Yeah, of course I do. No shame to them. Someone's gotta do it. Why do you think they're coming out with the robots? Because when we hit $20 an hour, what do they think they're saying? Oh man, the economy gonna crash. Guess what? I'm still in business. Because people need to hear this advice. People need to hear me say, get off your fat tub of lard ass and go out there and do something with your life. Stop being a disappointment to your ancestors. People need to hear this. I tell this to myself every day. You think I enjoy it? I don't care whether I enjoy it. I know that I need to get it done, so I do it. What's your excuse? Huh? Because everybody got an excuse. Everybody got like, oh, Austin, you know, I have a condition. Oh, Austin, you know, there's racism. Oh, Austin, you know, there's this. I don't care what your bullshit excuse is. I don't care. Yeah, I'm cursing. Guess what? I'm passionate about this. If you don't like it, you can leave. Go back to being a loser. I don't care what you do. Go ahead. Go back to being a loser. Go back to smoking weed. Go back to being a loser. I don't care what you do, man. Go ahead. We need losers. Why do you think they legalized it? Because it's good for you? No. Why do you think people like George Soros legalized things and put these things in place? Answer, placate you. Answer, to make sure that you can't do anything to stop them if the time were ever to arise. Now, obviously, I'm not calling for anything like that before the FBI comes in to arrest me. You know, like all the people at the January 6th thing who are now being, a lot of them, held without bail or whatnot. Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah, but you didn't really hear about that, did you? Because you bought into the lie. Exactly because you don't pay attention. You're not actually doing anything with your life. You're just consuming what they tell you. You're being a good government dump, a good drone, a good cog in the giant machine. Why do you think that there were songs out here that said, fight the power, fight the machine, all this stuff? Because it exists. And yet we're out here saying, oh, you know what, I'll have an average existence. And then I wonder why I'm not doing shit with my life and I'm unhappy and I can't get the hose. I can't get anything out of what I actually want out of my life. And then I want to blame somebody else. It's unbelievable to me. And that's not just limited to men, by the way. Women have this too. They want to go out there and they want to be in the streets. They want to sleep with Chad. They want to sleep with Tyrone. They want to have all this excitement. And then when the fulfillment comes, the window is closed. They're probably 30, 35, whatever. And then by the time they actually want to be a mother or they want to have a marriage, they can't be a wife because they've been a hoe for so long and they can't do it. And even then, like, people create the very thing they dread. Men of peace create weapons of war. Invaders create Avengers. People who are productive create lazy people. It's unbelievable to me. But yet we participate in this system because we're expected to do it. That's it. My friends, if you are fearing pain, if you are running away from adversity, you will be nothing but another cog in the wheel. You'll be another person who's a useful idiot. And guess what? That's exactly what your ancestors didn't want for you, but guess what? You probably don't even care about that because you're so self-absorbed, you're so consumed with your own mediocrity that you don't even care about the fact that your ancestors sacrificed and you owe them a debt. It's like that scene from the Pirates of the Caribbean where Davy Jones goes up to Jack Sparrow and he says, "You have a debt to pay." Yeah, you have a debt to pay to your ancestors. Maybe they were farmers. Maybe they were soldiers. Maybe they were kings. Who knows what they were? But guess what? You owe them a debt. Because they sacrificed to provide for your and for your grandfather, your father, who then provided for you. And what are you doing? Nothing. Nothing. You want to sit there, I'm depressed. My life is unhappy. I don't look as good as somebody on Instagram. I don't want to put in the work because work's hard. It's painful. I don't want to do it. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Be average. Be a loser. Go ahead. No, there are those of us out here. If you have a drive, you want to get on this, you want to ride this train that counter to what the Huey Lewis said, it will take money, it will take fame, and it will take a credit card to ride on this train. Guess what? It's a fast-moving vehicle, and if you don't want to stay on it, go ahead, get the hell off. I don't care what you're doing. Go ahead. There are those of us who are going to live on this train, we're going to fight to be on this train, and we're never getting off. Never. Because we don't want to, and we refuse. I personally think it's psychotic to keep celebrating mediocrity, but yet people seem to want to do it all the time. Instead of raising the bar, they want the bar to be lower so that they can feel better about themselves. I'm not going to do it. People want to take a pill to feel better about themselves. I'm not going to do it. Will I take my vitamins? Will I take supplements to make myself the best I can be? Yes. Yes, I will. Because that's good for you. Am I going to be out here and am I going to inject drugs and do dumb crap like that that could ruin my life? No. Always, even if you're going to go on like these steroids and whatever, which I don't recommend you do, ever. But if you do them, check out your health, man. When's the last time you got your blood work done? When was the last time you went to see a doctor, dude? When was the last time you cared about yourself enough to actually care about your future? Answer, you probably don't. I'm riffing at this point. I realize that. But I'm passionate about this. We as men, we have become so weak. so many of us, so weak. And they wonder why the women don't respect you. Because you don't respect yourself. You don't do anything worthy of respect. What have you done? Anybody should respect you. You're not entitled to respect. I don't care what anybody says that, oh, respect shouldn't be earned. Well, that's too bad, because it always has been and it always will be. Anything that's given away for free is worthless. Law 40, the 48 Laws of Power. Despise the free lunch. You didn't read the 48 Laws of Power, probably, did you? Why? Because you'd rather watch a hoe shaker behind on Instagram. You'd rather watch one of these sluts of Hollywood talk about how they're married to their girlfriend and all this crap. You'd rather do that instead. You'd rather learn all the different pronouns and learn all this garbage that doesn't actually matter whatsoever. You'd rather do that. It's sad. My friends, if you're fascinated by what you're hearing and you can't get enough of it, good. That means you actually want to ride on this train. If you didn't, you probably clicked off this video a long time ago and you're not here listening to this anymore. But if you are and you want to listen to how I got to where I am, look, Biblical Bachelor is the way to go. That's where I wrote about how you can go your own way. That's my view. That's my way of going my own way. If you don't want to pick it up, I don't care what you do. If you want to do it, go right ahead. It's open to you. Gives you options. That's what I think separates you being beta versus you being more of a sigma, alpha, whatever it is you want to be. You get to choose what you want in this life. You can choose to be mediocre, or you can choose to be a complete monster and go out here and conquer everything. The choice is yours, and I'll leave it at that. You take care of yourselves. I encourage you to question everything you heard, but never operate out of fear, because that will lead you down a path of worry, and that will cripple you mentally, which will carry over to every other pillar in your life. I'm out. Peace.